strike wave around London. This is why we need socialists in City Hall. London Labour Mayor Sadiq Khan has declared that he will stand up for London. Nancy Taff, Socialist Party member, asks, who in London did he have in mind? The property developers? The billionaires? The tech giants? The low-paying private employers? Or the working class of London, those millions of us who do the work and keep our city moving? We are in the middle of mini strike wave in London. UKW members at universities around the city are taking part in a national strike. So are teaching staff at several sixth form colleges and at schools in East London against academisation. The RMT on the Bakerloo line has been on strike, as were cleaners, security, and maintenance staff at the Foreign and Commonwealth Office, members of the PCS Union. Transport for London staff were on strike, as were workers on the Woolwich Ferry. Ealing parking attendants are striking, see below, following the parking attendants in Hackney, as are baggage handlers at Heathrow. Now the RMT has announced it is balloting tube workers. Nancy Taff says, for many of these workers, the Mayor of London is their boss. Why are workers forced to strike for decent pay and working hours from a Labour mayor? For others, whether their employer is a Labour authority, or Universities UK, or a private company, Sadiq Khan should make it clear that he stands shoulder to shoulder with them in their fights for decent pay, pensions, working conditions and against privatisation. He should instruct Labour councils to stop cuts and academisation, and he should demand decent wages and terms and conditions for all workers in London. That's what a socialist mayor would do. And that's why we say we need socialists in City Hall. The Socialist Party believes it is vital that there is a stand for socialist policies in May's London elections. London Socialist Party press release.